Hi everyone, today is April 17th, 2021, and the topic is Recovery Arrives, Let the Price Gouging Begin. Stocks jumped to a record highs this week, with retail sales and weekly jobless claims signaling an accelerating recovery. Yields on the benchmark 10-year Treasury notes dropped the most since February. Economic data released on Thursday showed that some parts of the economy, like retail sales, have returned to or exceeded pre-pandemic levels. Applications for unemployment benefits, while still high, hit their lowest point in 13 months. Uptick in retail sales is a good indication that the latest round of $1,400 checks are making their way into the economy, providing the stimulus intended by the White House. The New York Fed just said last week that 42 cents of every stimulus dollar was being saved, while 25% of funds are being spent and the rest is being used to pay down debt. The negative effects of the recovery are already showing up. U.S. consumer prices rose sharply in March, driven primarily by a 9.1% jump in gasoline prices, while core CPI, which excludes food and energy, climbed 1.6%. This indicates a major shift in pricing power from the consumer to businesses, which could continue to play out in the coming months as the economy opens up from the pandemic. For those who have ventured out to diners, pubs, and restaurants, the sticker stock shock must have been obvious already. $7 beers are now $10, $8 cocktails are now $15, $25 pizza is now $35, and so on. Hotels are raising prices but keeping reduced services. Airlines and car rental agencies have followed suit. Consumers are so starved from being locked in for years that they would willingly pay these high prices, especially when the money they're spending is from the stimulus check. Net result is that inflation is here, and it would behoove investors to begin to address the impact of higher inflation in their portfolios. It would be a grave mistake to completely trust the Fed, which appears to be dismissing the rising inflationary indicators as temporary. It may be true that the Fed is unlikely to raise interest rates until it sees the PCE, which is the personal consumption expenditure inflation, above 2%, and full employment has been achieved. But we expect the stock market to reflect the impact of higher inflation ahead of these numbers being published in print. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.